Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Prepare for 7 past the hour, please. Prepare for another blast-off on the DJV program. Blasting away is Jennifer Horn. Another master blaster is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, trying to keep a lid on everything. We are into the second month of fall, 2020. How will the winter be great for you? Depends on who you believe. One of the forecasts that I saw, ladies, suggested it's going to be a horrible winter in the Northeast and the mid part of the country, if you will. It's already starting pretty cold. And then there are two other forecasts that I saw yesterday. One of them I was discussing with my son. It's going to be a mild winter. Won't that be great? So who knows? Is it El Nino or La Nina this year that's happening off the West Coast, Jennifer?
La Nina, which is dry. And that's too bad because we could really use some rain this winter.
Yeah, but we could also here in the Northeast. Yep,
there's
exactly.
There's this slight chance of rain that's in the forecast for this Sunday for California, and I am so praying that it comes because it will help the air quality. I mean, I haven't, you guys know, I sit here and cough and complain and my eyes are itching because the smoke still is such a factor in California.
Yeah,
even though the
away.
News stories have died down about the fires, they're still going and it's not good.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're dreaming about a white Christmas or you're dreaming about a better winter or you're planning to do something, go skiing, whatever, maybe you should hold on to those thoughts. Hello to people in Shelton, California. Where's that, Jennifer?
Shelton, California?
Shelton, California.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
I want to say hi also to a fellow that I met on the phone the other day who runs a tractor dealership out in Macomb near Avon, Illinois. Dick Chatterton and his brother sell really fabulous, great merchandise, older, reconditioned tractors. And so when I called him on the phone, I was looking for a specific tractor, and he said, "Do I know your voice?" I started to chuckle. Anyway, so it's the fact
Shelton,
that
by the way, is in Humboldt County. So
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is that where all the weed is? That's right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why we're saying hello to Shelton, California.
Settle in.
Yes, exactly. All right, settle in for Jennifer and Victoria and one of their fabulous sex scandals. These ladies love this stuff, so where are we going? Who's zooming who here?
Well, this one involves my fabulous mayor. I live in Los Angeles, so I have Mayor Eric Garcetti representing me, who constantly gets into, grudge matches with Mayor Bill de Blasio as just who can be the worst mayor, I think, of a major city.
Totally.
And one of the secrets about Mayor Garcetti is that he's not really settled on being the L.A. mayor, you know, even though that's a pretty big title. He wanted to run for president.
More.
Yeah. He wanted to run for president a couple of years ago. Now people say maybe he's got his eye on governor, maybe taking over when Senator Dianne Feinstein retires, maybe looking to be appointed by our governor, Gavin Newsom, for that position. Well, he has this top advisor, his most trusted ally. They even call him the executive mayor, meaning he's not elected, but sort of acts in that capacity. And his name is Rick Jacobs. And
he does the work, in other words. Is that what you're
saying? Well, I think the executive mayor means he makes some pretty big decisions, but he's not really an elected position. So he
not to be held accountable because the people didn't elect him.
However, there you go. So he had to take a leave of absence after sexual harassment allegations finally caught up with him. And Mayor Garcetti had not responded to these until he's actually a surrogate for Joe Biden. So Biden's campaign was like, sir, we don't need this right now. So you need to get rid of this scandal before you get back out there.
So now
finally the mayor is talking about this, kind of saying, well, our office is trying to respond now, even though he could have responded months ago. So here's a story. Months ago, like back in July, Garcetti's office was in the forefront because Rick Jacobs allegedly sexually harassed someone who was on the security detail for him and the mayor. It was an LAPD officer who obviously was trying to get some overtime becoming security detail for the mayor, as we see happens often where local law enforcement protects local officials. And this LAPD person said this guy was coming on to me. He was constantly embarrassing me in front of people. Like, it wasn't just private, like, pinches and touches. Like, this guy would come up and, like, blatantly do it in front of people. He'd, like, make comments on the guy's physique, on his body, on what he looked like. Well, I remember hearing that story, and then really not much happened about it, and it kind of failed, you know, floated away. And as we know in this news cycle, things just kind of come and go. Well, a pretty well-known journalist who is not conservative by any stretch. This is not like a takedown. This is someone who is, you know, a pretty liberal guy. His name is Yasir Ali. He's contributed to the Huffington Post, to NBC News. He writes for New York Magazine. And he just came forward this week with sexual assault allegations against Rick Jacobs, who allegedly he has now sexually harassed. All these people are coming forward and assaulted people for over 6 years.
So what does he do?
Years.
What does he do?
Now, well, I'll tell you, Yasir Ali said that the mayor knows about it, didn't do anything to stop
it.
But
what
also
he
kept Jacobs in his position. I'm going to tell you. With Yasir Ali, apparently he would come up in front of people. Yasir Ali would be covering Eric Garcetti and stuff going on in Los Angeles, so he'd be part of the press pool that was traveling with him. And according to Yasir Ali, he'd come up and just kiss him without asking, just kind of come up and, like, lay it on him, and then tell everybody what soft lips he had, and would make all
what
of these comments.
You have.
Yeah, about how people should be kissing him too, and boy, that, you know, they're lucky to be around this guy, according to...
So he was going after straight guys. Is that what...
Well, Yasir Ali's gay. No, Yasir Ali is totally gay as well.
Okay.
And so this is... I don't know about the LAPD officer. I don't even know if that was released. Mm-hmm. But Yasir Ali releases a statement. He says, "In my previous life, I worked in politics and encountered Rick Jacobs, who is a top advisor to Mayor Garcetti. He would forcibly kiss me on the mouth without consent, and he would grab me. I knew I had to confront him, so that's when I sent him a text message telling him it was unacceptable that he did that to me and allegedly to others. He knew he had to be careful about what he said. So he offered a denial that didn't acknowledge anything. He was very careful, if you notice, not to say, I didn't do this to you or didn't involve me, because he knows better. So he just said, it's all fabricated. It's all a lie. Didn't comment directly on Yasir Ali's claims. But apparently when Yasir Ali heard this story from the LAPD detail, he's like, I better come forward too. He even went to Garcetti's office and said, I'm coming forward. Do you want me to, like, what can I do to make this better for you? Garcetti's office didn't even try to stop him, because apparently there are like 6 other complaints that are now coming out against this guy, who would just very randomly kind of have his way with whoever he was attracted to standing around him.
Yeah.
It's very Kevin Spacey of him.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So what
allegedly
does it mean to be, Jennifer, you use the phrase totally gay. Is there such a thing as half gay?
Well, no. Sorry, the totally was just added for emphasis. It's not like he was just choosing like to go up to.
Yeah, okay.
You might think that there might be an effort by someone who is pretty like flamboyantly gay and maybe trying to like embarrass the straight guys or trying to like identify a straight guy to try to turn or something like that. But this was someone who was doing this to not only straight guys, or we don't know, with the LAPD officer, but also to people that were out of the closet gay, not somebody who was like hiding, you know, who he was. Yasir Ali
totally
makes
gay.
It no... Yeah, it makes it no...
All right, so maybe an example of somebody who's half gay is Carol Baskin, you know, the lady from Tiger King that you were always talking about. She said, quote, I've always considered myself to be bisexual, even though I've never had a wife. I could just as easily have a wife as a husband. She was talking about exploring her sexuality in the 80s.
They all end up in the tiger bin anyway,
right.
So, you know.
But they all get fed to the tigers?
Yep.
She's making sausage out of men and women. She's an equal opportunity employer.
I have never heard of her before you guys all started talking about
it. No one had until Tiger King. Who knew?
Yep. Now you. So anyway, that's maybe... And maybe that makes the headline, maybe that makes it easier. She's not totally gay, she's like half and half. That's what I guess bisexuality is all about. In the meantime, our download, this is bound to make me into the download pages, the current download at djvshow.com and wherever you get your podcasts, Jeff Bridges becomes a focus of our conversation. Actually, he and Rush Limbaugh, both important health updates that we discuss. And then we talk about Carol and her bi drama, the reboots of Hocus Pocus and Dexter, a part of our conversation.
There's
consideration.
There's a combo, a double feature.
Right, Hocus Pocus and Dexter. And then the endorsement by 50 Cent of Trump. Is that how you pronounce it, right?
50 Cent.
50 Cent. Did Ice Cube endorse Trump, too? I'm trying to figure out what the essence of that.
I don't know if he formally endorsed him, but I do know this. He got a lot of heat. Ice Cube has worked with both sides of the aisle for certain criminal justice issues.
Maybe he's a
and people were trying to cancel him because he worked with Trump. It's kind of similar to what Kim Kardashian did.
Right.
So I don't know if Ice Cube has actually come out and said, I'm voting for Trump, but he did talk about how like people canceled interviews with him on CNN simply because he worked with Trump and said that he was integral in working on criminal justice reform.
Right. All right. Speaking of scandals, another one from the Middle East right after this on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. It's called Gamma Knife Surgery, but there's no cutting involved.
Gamma Knife Radiosurgery is the precise delivery of radiation to some imaging-defined target. And so we're able to treat benign malignant tumors within the brain as well as vascular malformations.
Dr. Bruce Pollack says it's been used at Mayo Clinic for 30 years as an alternative to open brain surgery.
We're performing an outpatient-based procedure that doesn't require an incision, has no risks of infections.
Patient's head is held still during the procedure with a head frame, which also serves as a map for the radiation. Using 3D imaging, typically an MRI as a guide, the gamma knife is targeted directly at the tumor.
The mechanical accuracy of the device is measured as a fraction of a millimeter.
And with no hospital stay and minimal side effects, it's a procedure that is efficient and can be life-saving. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money, and peace of mind, with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Hi, speaking of scandals, the fiance of Jamal Khashoggi has sued the Saudi crown prince. This takes a certain amount of chutzpah, doesn't it? She get bumped off and that'll be the end of that. But the lawsuit was filed in Washington. This is done by Arab World Now and Hatice Sezins. Is that how you pronounce her name, maybe? The attorneys for her... say that the focus of the lawsuit is to have a court of law in the U.S. hold Mohammed liable for Khashoggi's killing. The crown prince is, what's his name? Mohammed bin Salman. Right.
Yeah, I applaud them for trying, but yeah,
where is it going to go?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But it keeps the love alive aimed at him anyway, and he deserves maybe to fall off a short pier. 21 after the hour.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fighters in the musical spotlight here at 23 after the hour. This portion of every hour, devoted to musical stories, what's going on with the big bands. And the Fighters, along with Beck and Stevie Nicks, are going to pay tribute to Tom Petty during a virtual festival. Let's see, it'll be on Friday, is that right? I think it's Friday. To mark what would have been Tom Petty's 70th birthday. The five-hour event features a mix of performances and testimonials and tributes. Take place across a couple of platforms starting at 4 o'clock Eastern on SiriusXM's Tom Petty Radio. And then it moves to Twitch for a live stream at 7 o'clock. The audio from the live stream simulcast on SiriusXM as well. The show is going to feature a mix of performances, appearances from Jason Isbell, for example, The Killers, The Reconteurs, Kurt Vile, Star Crawler, with Mike Campbell, Low Cut Connie, and more. Low Cut Connie. Does that mean she wears a low cut dress? What does that mean? Who's Low Cut Connie?
I have no idea who they are, but it's a good name.
Sounds like you'd like her, though.
Thank you. After switching over to Twitch, the event will feature performances from Petty's bandmate Mike Campbell. Also, Adam Sandler will be there, Brandi Carlile, Chris Stapleton, Foo Fighters, Jackson Browne, Lucas Nelson, Nora Jones. Notice Lucas Nelson getting a lot more visible of late. You notice that?
He's got a great voice. I really like him.
Has he? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Stills.
It's like when Willie's voice was at its best, but better.
Yeah. Stephen Stills, this is going to be a big deal here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live stream also boosting let's see here, who else is on this list? Eddie Vedder, Jacob Dylan, Kiefer Sutherland, Lenny Kravitz, Marty Stewart, Olivia Harrison, Rick Rubin, Stevie Nicks. This is a big deal. I think
Tom Petty was a really big deal, so
yeah.
This is pretty
good. Kiefer fancies himself as a modern-day Tom Petty a little bit. I'm not sure that he is, but he is enjoying the performance.
I can see that.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. On the 16th of this month, Petty Estate released Wildflowers and All the Rest, which is a kind of a reissue of sorts. Actually presents the 1994 album as the double LP Petty originally envisioned. So he's got to die in order to get what he wanted. Oh, that's life. Or death. So, the Tom Petty birthday party on the 23rd, on Friday. Okay, mark that down. Next up at 20, what are we, almost at 26 past the hour, Ann Wilson, head of the election. Ann Wilson has dropped a cover of Steve Earle's The Revolution Starts Now. Remember Ann Wilson from Heart. The song was the title track to Steve Earle's 2004 album. Ann Wilson says, even with the pandemic, which could have been a real unifier, it seems like there's the lowest common denominator in human nature at play now, where everybody's just all split up and divided and hating each other. I kind of agree with her there. So this song will push us to think a little higher. Let's crank this up a little. Let's listen.
Doing what you say, the revolution starts now.
Yeah. Wilson's been quarantining in Florida at her home there. She recently rented a tour bus, took a road trip with her husband. They drove to L.A. and San Francisco and Seattle. I know a lot of people who've done that. On their trip, they recorded some new music. She says it was amazing this time of year to go through Utah and Wyoming. The mountains was just something, really something. When you roll through all those big cities, they're so quiet, you can really feel the difference out there in this country. Heart toured a lot last year, marked the end of their three-year hiatus. They split up in 2016, you may remember. Wilson scheduled to embark on a solo tour this year, but that obviously didn't happen. Heart also receiving offers to tour, but Wilson and her sister Nancy will not hit the road again until it's safe, they say. Ann says, I've been doing music since I was in my mid-teens, so this is the first time in my life I've been living a so-called normal life, and it's really weird. It's kind of interesting. 28 after on the DJV show.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprise bills.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID confusion. Is it a wonder why Americans are confused by the mixed signals from some health officials? Tuesday on CNN, a doctor tells their audience South Dakota's health system is busting at the seams.
I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just trying to tell the facts. South Dakota and its hospital, its ICUs, are under surge.
The South Dakota Department of Health is reporting only 12.4% of hospital beds are being used in that state. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News it's all about leadership.
They appreciated the fact that we didn't shut down their businesses. We allowed them to be flexible. So we're doing really good in South Dakota. We're managing COVID-19, but also our economy is thriving. I think people are really recognizing that leadership has consequences. And what we're doing in South Dakota is Republican leadership.
South Dakota never locked down during the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As if we didn't have enough to worry about, toilets are now under fire. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
If you're younger, you might not remember ye toilets of old, a toilet that took care of business, flushing everything in one fell swoop. You learn to be careful not to flush while still sitting. At his rally in Carson City, Nevada, the president took aim at what he calls ridiculous water restrictions put on newer toilets. He says that Americans have to flush their toilet 10 to 15 times, which in turn causes more water usage. Some realtors will tell you it's a thing, with clients buying newer homes and turning to a toilet black market, replacing new pots with old pots found in homes that have been torn down. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Department of Justice, along with 11 state attorney generals on Tuesday, filed a civil antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to stop Google from unlawfully maintaining monopolies through anti-competitive and exclusionary practices in the search and search advertising markets, and to remedy the competitive harms. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News, "Big tech is bigger influence on our daily lives than most think."
I think it's a big preview of things to come, because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough, because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 34 at the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, working our way through a lot of stories, a lot of information. Yesterday was my son's birthday, and somebody asked him, when he's in the sort of, I don't want to say Hollywood set, but he's about to produce his first television program, and I've been told not to talk about it, so I'm just saying he's about to produce his first television program.
What's it called? Yeah, right.
Now,
I mean, if you want something to stay secret, you're the last person that can be trusted in the vault.
Well, that's not fair.
What's the biggest secret that you're keeping right now?
Yeah, I'm keeping a secret.
No, what's the biggest secret you're keeping right now?
What the name of my son's program is, and who's the star of it.
I mean, we know behind the scenes, and we're very happy for him, but that's all we'll say.
Right. Well, anyway, so somebody asked him, because he was telling somebody what I did for a living. So, what's your dad do? And he told him, and Brendan said, this guy said, is he strange?
Yeah. And
still, how would he know?
Well, radio people.
How would
people
this person know?
Apparently,
let me tell you how the TV, how this story, like, actually goes. Ready? Dude, so what does your dad do? Oh, you know, he does a national talk radio show, and he's a weed farmer. So, of course, the answer is he weird?
I haven't become a weed farmer yet. And Brendan is a big part of that. Actually, he put the deal together.
I know, but it's a weird combo. You understand, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of weird combos, the election is just in front. I was in a group of people. I'm an advocate for a particular position, a ballot position. We meet every week to try to promote it and get people understanding what the ballot issue is all about. And I was told that 35% of the people in my hometown of Framingham have already voted. And so we got into this big, I had the same conversation with them as I do here on the air with you about why would you want to vote early? Look at all the things, because people were extolling the value of voting early. And I said, well, what happens if they haven't made up their minds about things like this proposition? Well, it's safer to do it this way, yeah.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. And Jen and I were talking about this behind the scenes. I'm dropping my ballot off today because this is a time where I wouldn't. If it's early voting with electronic machines, which we do not have in New Jersey this time, then I think it's less important because I like to go to vote on Election Day, and I did in New York for many years. But now that we're in New Jersey, this time we don't have that option. So the only option we have is to mail it in, which I won't do, or to drop it off in one of the drop boxes. So many ballots are being returned because the signatures aren't matching. You are legally allowed to correct your ballot. If you wait until Election Day and then they reject your signature and says, looks a little off from the last thing we have on file, my signature changes constantly because I'm really lazy. So I want to get it. I want to get my ballot in so that I have time to correct it. My signature is incredibly lazy. But so what I'm saying, though, is I'm getting it in today.
You do a little, like a V and then a line? Is that how you
sign? Yeah, pretty much. So, and I don't even remember what my signature looked like when I filled out my voter registration card. So now I have to be very cautious and do like a really, you know, proper signature. But if that's considered to be too neat and it doesn't match with what I signed, then, you know, I need to have time to correct that because I know I'm not doing anything shady. I want my ballot to count. So there's no way that I'm not voting early. No way.
Right. All right.
And
so
a lot of people are finding the same problem. They're
being
rejected.
Jennifer, did you hear what Victoria just said? I'm not shady.
I know, and she's not. And here's the deal. People, one person, one vote, they should all be allowed to get in and get counted.
Right.
And the funny business is what scares me this time around. It should scare all of us. This is not a Republican
or a
Democrat.
This
is about
on.
The integrity of our election.
Well, look at the Chinese. What the Chinese now have sort of admitted to being involved. And who is it they were?
Who did they admit that to, though? What's that source? I've never heard them admit anything.
I'm trying to remember yesterday what I saw, Victoria. It was some America, I don't remember, where they're pointing in that direction. And I have.
Well, we know that they're doing it, but I have not heard
China.
Them admit it because, you know, that's.
No, well, they don't really want to admit. I don't think it was a government official. I think it was somebody in Chinese technology in some way, shape, or form. So tell me about this. This is something that affects all of us. There are people in groups that give money to various candidates. And we all know over our lifetime, certainly mine, how involved unions have been in various campaigns. And normally the unions have been to the left somewhat or support Democratic candidates. But as the country has changed, there are a lot of people who belong to unions that don't want their money, their union dues, being used to support various candidates that they don't agree with. And I can't blame them. I wouldn't want my money to go
to somebody. Know a teacher who challenged it. Remember, it went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, yep.
Her name was Rebecca Friedrichs, and she was actually from right here in Southern California. I know her. And she said she was so tired of seeing her money as a teacher go into a union that was using it for politics. And forget even, you know, we get so wrapped up in presidential politics, but the unions are extremely active in local politics as well. And she was tired of it. She said she didn't want her money going in that way, and she wanted to opt out, and they took it all to the Supreme Court. Now you can. So there is a little bit of pushback, I think, depending on the union. And President Trump this time around has seen a lot of unions actually backing him, especially in law enforcement, plumbers, blue collar unions. Basically,
the wrinkle on that, Jennifer, is that,
in 2016
black police
too, though.
Black police don't like the idea that their dues are going to support. For whatever the reason, and I don't know that you would say every black cop, because I think that's a danger. There are a lot of blacks who are voting for Trump. But anyway, the black police union, what do they call it, the Association of Black Law Enforcement Officers, have condemned what's going on in a lot of the police, and there's a lot of tension between the people that run the police forces and some of the members of the union and minority police organizations. And one of the fractures here is that their endorsement, like in New York, for example, black officers and the police there say that the union endorsement of Trump undermines every police officer's ability to remain neutral. And I think he's right.
Police unions should not be allowed to be political.
No. Exactly.
Well,
not
I don't think any union
would,
should, to be honest.
Well,
I mean,
okay, so,
I
yeah.
actually think
Take it
that,
one step further, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. As much as I think that, and both sides of the aisle benefit from endorsements because they get money and they get the power of saying, oh, the police backed
yeah,
me. And
right,
this
yeah.
is the first time around that the police have actually backed a Republican candidate in a long time. So it's because of what we're seeing in big cities, and we're seeing a lot of defund efforts and all of that. So the pushback is on most police unions, I think, have backed Trump this time around. But I don't necessarily think that's right. I also don't think it's right for the teachers. I don't think it's right for Hollywood. I think the unions should exist, and maybe I'm a Pollyanna here, particularly just to help the needs of its members.
Yep,
we are
right.
going to still have unions,
yep.
help their members, and stay
yep.
out of politics. Because
yep.
what happens, California is a great example. The union is so involved, and so they're orchestrating more of this shutdown in California because they want to get all of these goals
that
accomplished.
Really
we talked about it on the show. It's like, we're not going back to work until we get universal health care.
Oh,
well,
God.
What does that have to do with you teaching in our students? It has nothing to do with that.
All right. How about a nice place to visit? The story, one of the many stories, I have a few highlights here from a program I'm very proud of. The podcast American Family Farmer Show is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And wherever you get your podcasts, I have one of these podcasts that focuses on a place where forgotten farm animals, and this is a story about somebody who's saving farm animals. So a lady in Jupiter, Florida has 250 animals, all kinds of donkeys and monkeys and horses and goats and tortoises and wallabies. It's a great story about Mandalay Farms, so you might want to listen to that one. Another one has a focus on food. The American Family Farmer is the farmer, the food, and the family all together. That's our focus. And so one of the podcasts is a focus on Ozark cuisine. Who knew there was such a thing? But there is a restaurant owner that came onto the program and talked. He's in St. Louis, talked about the various things that he's blended in his Midwestern restaurant. So ideas on what to do with your farm, how to share the farm-to-table stuff. This is not only for the farmer, but it's for people. Ideas. Who would have thought there's such a thing called Ozark cuisine? So you can get that story at American Family Farmer Show as well. And a somebody that grew up racing horses for 45 years, a lady named Esther Bernstein, has now put together a really wonderful way to protect horses. She's done a movie called Changing Horses. She's very, very special. A lot of people are doing. Somebody came to me after hearing that conversation and said, can we have cow therapy? And the answer is, yeah. Cow therapy, horse therapy, dog therapy, a lot of that stuff around. Anyway, you get the story. A lot of things healing again with the family, the farm, and your food at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Volunteer or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
If you could choose the name of the town in which you lived, would you choose asbestos?
Yeah, because no one would come in.
No, keep everybody out. There is a town, really, called Asbestos in Quebec, but they've chosen a new name.
Oh, those Canadians.
6,000 people live there. There was a vote. The new name is Val des Sources. What does that mean? What is Val?
Wait, what is it?
Valley of the Springs. It's Val des Sources. Val des Sources. Yeah.
Oh, sounds nicer. The Valley of the Springs. Okay. All right. A lot of controversy around the original proposal, but the municipal council suggested that asbestos probably isn't exactly anything other than toxic when it comes to the name of a town.
Little mess with Elioma when you come
to
visit.
Yeah.
People thought Schitt's Creek was a bad name for a town. I mean, this is asbestos? That's really bad.
Imagine if you lived in a county and they had a Schitt's Creek and an asbestos together. Anyway, we all know that. Doesn't everybody know, or young people don't know about asbestos, do you think? How toxic it is? We used a long time ago for insulation, but people who used it, people who put it up, installed and stuff, died early painful deaths because it's so cancerous. Really horrible stuff. So anyway, the Valley of the Springs. Apparently, they're because they're close to those three lakes. That's the winning candidate. No more asbestos. Welcome to Valley of the Springs. 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Laura Banks here with Doug Steffen. Laura's a best-selling author and an actress, or actor, as they prefer. Did you ever have yes. a stunt double that did?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't want to do the stunts, or you didn't. So there are
they
people
let me do the stunt.
That they wouldn't let you do the stunt.
I was in the Philippines. They couldn't find a lady tall enough. I'm 5'11". Well, back then I was. I'm 5'10" now. And so they had to use a guy with a wig and throw him off a cliff. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, a number of times.
God.
Yeah,
oh
but
my.
In Star Trek, they had a woman that was, and they are very religious people, I might add, stunt doubles, stunt
are they?
Players. Oh, they pray like crazy before it's not with you.
I think I probably would, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, the power of astrology. We're talking on one of the programs that I do with you, the Your Hidden Power program this week, about the future of the planet and where it goes and how some of the things in the future, whether it's people writing books, how do they square with astrological studies? Because there are astrologers who don't believe. Western astrologers don't agree with Eastern astrologers. We have so much in our fabric and fiber, it seems, Laura, that is anti-purposeful. We counter each other. Well, that's not as good as mine. And yet there's information that's beneficial on both sides, kind of no matter where you look. But under the circumstances, how does one know what to believe? And back again to the future, as to whether we can fast, we're ruining the planet as fast as we are, so we're going to have to go someplace else, and can we do it? If you look ahead, how far ahead accurately can you look using astrology? I guess that's my question. Can you look ahead a year? Can you look ahead 8 years? Can you look ahead 12 years, 20 years? How far ahead? We know we can look back because the present situation we're in was replicated, or we're replicating what happened during the American Revolution and other periods. I guess the fall of Rome had the same sort of star in the sky positioning, right?
Right.
Well, you know, Ephemeris is the book that you use to look at where the planets are at any given time, at the exact time of birth for each of us. If I was a very adept at ephemeris reading, you know, you could buy a book that will take you to, you know, 50 years from now. And I have a book that goes way back to, you know, early 1900s to the 70s, and then I had to buy a new book from 1970 to 2050, 2060. Beyond that, you can go hundreds of years into predictions with the planets because they don't move. It's all fixed. Mm-hmm. And the problem that we experience as
but
far
they
as...
they do move. The planets move through the universe with our planets.
Like a fine Swiss watch, they move. Like a Swiss watch. There's an accuracy and a perfection that is in our lives as well. It is. Well, all we have to do is become more receptive to the messages, but we don't slow down to receive the messages. We're filling it. We're filling it up.
Even if we were the practical side of looking at why there is a 28-day cycle for the moon to circulate around the Earth, why is it that we have a heart that beats the way that it does? Why does our brain work the way that it does? All of the things, why do seeds grow in the ground?
Right.
Where did they start? Where did they come from? You know, that stuff that people who are religionists, they tend to slough off stuff because maybe our brain can't handle the information that's really accurate, and one wonders why that might be, given if you believe that God created mankind in whatever image, you know, that's all of that stuff will give you a headache.
It will totally give you a headache. So, but there on one of our shows, I'm learning that we could be coming close to the apocalyptic moment, and we've all got to raise our consciousness and our vibration to get on board.
Well, we're going the other way. We argue about stupid stuff, political things, make fun of people and don't agree with us.
And we're totally lazy. We're comfort-driven. We're materialistic. We've got completely
happy,
lazy, fat, isolated, cancerian country that we are.
So where do we find the optimistic solution?
Doug, there's just no solution now.
Okay.
There's a solution. Just get, you know, find a cute guy or girl and go, you know, have fun. And I'm telling you, it's about slowing the brain down, slowing the heart down, slowing the rhythms of your body to a place when the water is calm on this gorgeous lake, right? And then it's reflecting. Yeah. It's receiving. We're not receiving the messages we need to receive because we're so tuned into...
I receive them on my tractor when I'm out in the field.
Yeah, I bet you do. And I receive it. I walk in the woods and I'll see it. But for each sign, it's different. And so you have to study your astrology sign to know what brings you that peace. For a Scorpio, you got to go deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Capricorn, you can find it building something. You know, for an Aries, you're going to go lead in some sort of group into some adventure and find happiness.
All right. There's a way. That's the way to end the conversation with the key to finding happiness. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.